This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in our friend, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Chris. Everything's great.
Morning, Ed.
Ed, we're doing okay. We're kind of going piece by piece over the, are you ready for it, all-important third preseason game, because someone coined that phrase not too long ago. There's lots to go through. I think one of the things that jumped off the screen at me is this, Ed, that the Steelers seemingly have defensive playmakers, and if they put it together, they have the makings of having a pretty darn good defense. If you take camp and you take the first 3 weeks of the preseason and you project it into the year, this looks like a defense that can make plays.
Yeah, they do, Colin. I wrote this early in camp that they could really have a better defense this year for a lot of reasons. One you mentioned, they have more playmakers. They added guys through free agency, a couple starters, Devin Bush, of course. And, you know, I just think they're not going to equal their franchise low 8 interceptions as they did last year. You know, they led the league in sacks each of the last 2 years. This is a defense is about ready to become dominant again, I think, and as much as you can in this age of, you know, offensive football.
How much has there been an emphasis? I've read about it a couple times, Ed, during camp, but you take camp practices for what they are. An emphasis on trying to turn the ball over. I think they've got 7 forced fumbles in the preseason. I know Terrell Austin has had them focused on actually picking the ball off when they go to break up passes. Has that, to your trained eye, been more of a focus this year?
Yeah, Chris, it started in the spring. It really did. It was very evident then. You know, they were doing tip drills. They're slashing, trying to slash the ball, you know, create fumbles. And they're, like, as you just mentioned, they're going for the ball rather than just trying to break it up. Now, that may lead to a couple receptions as they go for the ball and miss, but I think they're going to take that chance. And it has been a big emphasis. And you know, I looked up one day in the spring practice, and these guys were going crazy because somebody just intercepted a pass. And that's the kind of emphasis they're putting on it.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Hasn't it always jumped at you, or maybe it hasn't, I guess I'm asking you this question, that the internal way that the Pittsburgh Steelers inside their office looks at Bud Dupree and looked at Bud Dupree the past couple years is vastly different than the external look at Bud Dupree?
No, very much so. That's why they gave him that fifth-year option. One of the reasons. The other reason being they were thin on the outside, and they really had no choice. But they see other things besides rushing the passer, and that is a big thing for an outside linebacker, you know. It's like a guy who hits 35 home runs and maybe bats only 250. You don't look at batting average, but he, you know, he covers well, and he has worked on his power move. Everybody knew he had the speed. He had that at Kentucky. That's all he used at Kentucky. So when he got here, the tackles see that he's only using speed, and they just let him ride him outside. That's easy to do. And a lot of times he overran the quarterback. But he's worked on that power move, and I think he saw it last night. I don't think he got credited with that sack, but, you know, he just ran over the guy, pushed him back, and they sacked the quarterback.
How important is it for Stephon Tuitt this year, Ed, to actually put up numbers? I mean, he's been a run stuffer for a while, but he hasn't piled up the stats the way some people would like from a guy who has the contract attached to his name that he does.
Yeah, you know, Chris, he played hurt all last year, and he didn't moan about it. He didn't draw attention to it. He had a shoulder problem. And, you know, for a defensive end, you know, a guy in a 3-4 defensive end, when you're playing inside, you know, you're getting it from both sides. And so I think that had a factor. You know, he had the sack last night on that one we're talking about where Dupree ran over the guy. And he had the safety as well. So I think that I don't know that he needs to put up, quote, numbers like sacks. Those will come from all everywhere. I mean, you saw them talking about Vince Williams, how he's had 12 and a half sacks the last 2 years. And Cam Hayward has had a ton of sacks, led the team, I think, 2 or 3 years in sacks. And T.J. Watt's coming on. If Dupree can come on, they have a nice balanced pass rush there.
Ed, let's flip sides of the ball for a minute. It feels like we may be on the way to knowing what we got in James Washington if you're somebody who consumes the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do the Steelers have in Dante Moncrief?
Well, they know he has a track record because he's been in the league a number of years, Indianapolis and Jacksonville. He didn't play a lot with Luck. Either Moncrief was hurt or Luck was hurt, I think, for 2 seasons. I think he really had 1 season with him, and they had Blake Bortles last year, you know. And then this summer, I mean, in the spring, he was really smooth and getting on the same page with Ben. Then he hurt his finger in training camp, and I think it really set back not so much his progress, but what we can see from him. And so far, we haven't seen a whole lot in the 2 games he's played.
How much has the quarterback situation been crystallized, Ed, over the last 2 weeks? I imagine Mason Rudolph is the backup going forward, but what's it mean for Josh Dobbs going forward?
It means he's going to be number three. I hate to, you know, just keep citing my stories, but I wrote in the spring that he had to be number two. You know, they had first-round grades on him. The only way he's going to develop, as they hoped he would be to be number two. Of course, he had to go out and show them he was worthy of that, and I think he's done that. But I think, you know, he'll be number two. Josh Jobs, I think, will be number three. I know people think they might want to trade him, but I don't see that.
Ed Bouchette joining us here. Ed, is Cam Kelly make this football team?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, he's been one of those surprise guys, Colin. People always ask, who's going to be the sleeper? Who's a surprise? Well, this guy's one of them. You know, came from, I always get it wrong. It was either AAF or AFF, whatever it is. It's extinct now. And he's a playmaker. He was around the ball a lot last night, making plays. He played a lot because they don't have any depth at safety. And then, of course, Sean Davis got hurt. So he's number three right now on my safety list.
What's up with this Tuzar Skipper kid? Everybody keeps talking about him. He's making plays against the other second and third teamers. Does he have a chance to actually make the team? Is he a practice squad guy? What's the deal?
Well, he's an outside linebacker, so, yeah, he has a chance to make the team, Chris. I'm just trying to do the math here, you know. Ola's hurt, so you get Dupree and Watt and Anthony Ciccolo, and it's open after that. Now, they only kept three. I never saw that before. Three on the roster all last year until they added Ola at the end. I think they could keep five this year, especially with Ola hurt, just keep a fourth. And I think Skipper's the one.
Ed Bouchette for just a couple more minutes here, Fan Morning Show. Okay, the running back rotation, is it going to be as advertised? Has anything changed, I guess, through camp? Is it going to be Connor as the lead dog and then the other two sort of fill in, or Carey's going to be split, or is a lot made out of like kind of three guys and Connor's really the lead back and then everything else falls into place?
Yeah, Connor's the lead guy. He's the main guy. They're not going to – you know, this back by committee got way out of control. Jalen, I think, will take some carries off him and some receptions off him as they try to keep him a little fresher during the season. But Connor's still the main guy. Now, I don't think they're going to use him the way they used him last year or the way they used Bell throughout his career, where, you know, he never comes off the field. I think you will see him come off as they try to preserve him a little more. But after Jalen, I'm not sure what they have. You know, Benny Snell Jr. has done very little so far, and he didn't play last night. He's a fourth-round pick, so he's probably going to make the team. But, you know, Trey Edmonds was looking good at training camp. He didn't do much last night. I guess Benny's going to make the team, but I think that's it, those three, Connor, Samuels, and Snell. But Snell hasn't shown what they had hoped he would show so far.
Are they totally comfortable going into the season with just Xavier Grimble and the rookie behind behind Vance at tight end?
Comfortable is way too strong a word, Chris. No, I think if they could find one in a trade, I think they'd do it. But I think you also see them look real hard at the cut lists when they come down next week because, you know, Grimble will be on the team, Vance McDonald, of course. And I don't know that the rookie even makes it. They've shown very little.
I think Ladarius Green's around, Ed.
Yeah, well, I think he's still looking for a helmet that works like Antonio Brown. You know, he really had some trouble with it's not to make fun of, with concussions and head issues. And the problem for the Steelers is they should have known that before they signed.
Last thing, real quick, Ulysses Gilbert or Tyler Medikevich, does it come down to one of those two guys?
Yeah, probably. And I was looking hard at that. I don't know how you cut Gilbert. And Medikevich is all over the field. You know, he's one of those guys, you know, what was he drafted? Seventh round, after winning all those awards at Temple, every defensive award you could win. All he does is make plays. He's around the ball, but this Gilbert is really tempting. I don't know how you cut him. Maybe, let's see, one, two, three, four. You'd have to keep five inside linebackers, and I just talked about keeping four outside linebackers. I've seen that happen. You know, I have seen that happen I talked about keeping five outside linebackers with the rookie. 10 is a little much. 9 is doable. So, you know, it may come down to one of those outside guys versus him inside.
Yep, Medikevich, though, also serve as the 18th president of our country, though, Ed, so there's that.
Yes, Ulysses Grant.
Yes, Mike Tomlin called him that a couple times. Did you catch that?
Well, he won the Civil War. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ed. We will talk again next week. We appreciate it as always, and you're doing a fine job.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on again.
Okay, thanks, Ed. We'll see you. Oh, ever enlightening. I love talking to Ed. He's one of my favorite people on earth. He really is. He's so great. Dirty Red. Dirty Red's got to be a little tight right now.
He should be.
You're right about that. I mean, he doesn't have a spot. How do you not tell Ulysses Gilbert?
Gilbert, not Grant.
How do you tell him he's not on this football team?
I don't think you can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.